The first story I have here is some researchers who have been looking to gain a better understanding of eczema. And it's known that 15% of children suffer from this debilitating and potentially disfiguring skin condition. And now researchers at Boston's Children's Care Hospital may have found a potential new target for the treatment of the disease by reducing the body's immune response.
Well, first of all, what causes eczema?
So in eczema, immune T cells, a type of white blood cell, invade the skin and secrete substances that produce an allergic response and itchy skin. The disease is most common in infants and is usually outgrown by their teens, but some people may suffer from short bouts or flare-ups of the disease on and off throughout their life. And these flare-ups tend to occur after exposure to certain substances like soaps or as a response to a cold or respiratory infection.
So what did the researchers in this study do?
So the researchers have actually shown that the scratching of the itchy skin increases the severity of the condition by encouraging an influx of other immune cells called neutrophils. And these neutrophils secrete a fat or lipid molecule called leukotriene B4, so LTB4, that attracts more neutrophils and the T cells. So these cells aggravate the skin further by causing skin inflammation. And if you block these cells from entering the affected area, you can slow down or stop the disease. And previous to this study, little was known about the role of LTB4, but the scientists suspected that its production was recruiting T cells to the scratch site. And this actually turned out to be true. So they used a mouse model of eczema, and the team used a drug that blocks the LTB4, and this was found to block the development of an allergic skin inflammation. So it stopped the eczema. And in addition, they found that deleting the receptors for the LTB4 on the immune cells themselves had a similar effect. So the findings suggest that the neutrophils that secrete this LTB4 play a key role in skin inflammation, and that a new therapy for eczema could be developed targeting the production of or the response to these cells.
That's exciting, but only in mice at this stage. This has not been done in humans yet.
This particular thing hasn't been done in humans yet. No, it hasn't been looked at.
Where did they publish that?
And they published that in Immunity.
Alan, thank you.